culinary delights. Japanese food makes its mark on the world. What's your favorite type of international food? French? Indian? Italian? Mexican? Just recently, the Michelin Guide 2010 gave more stars to restaurants in Tokyo than in any other city, including Paris. So, what's so special about Japanese food? First of all, it's healthy. There are lots of fresh vegetables, and the portions are usually fairly small. Excessive eating is not encouraged. Soy products and tofu, which is made from the curd of soybean milk, helps reduce heart disease, cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Tofu is also a great source of protein. And buckwheat flour, which is used to make Japanese noodles, is good for the digestive system. There's lots of fish, too, which is a good source of protein. And there's seaweed, which has a long list of minerals, including sodium, magnesium, potassium, and phosphorus. Seaweed is also one of the richest plant sources on Earth of both vitamin C and calcium. And the high soluble fiber content means it can lower cholesterol. The ingredients in Japanese food are often seasonal too, so they're always fresh. In spring, you'll find bamboo shoots, tuna, and herring. In early summer, bonito. Autumn brings chestnuts and matsutake mushrooms. Freshness is seen as the key to healthy eating. Fish in particular should be served as soon as possible, preferably the day it's caught. Presentation is also an important part of Japanese cuisine. Much attention goes into the appearance of the food. For example, a chef will think about color, texture, and even weight of food when combining different ingredients in a harmonious whole. Contrasting flavors create a sense of balance, too. Japanese food has many unique dishes. Sushi refers to the bite-sized rolls of cold, cooked rice that's been dressed with vinegar and topped with raw fish. Sliced raw fish by itself is called sashimi. Pufferfish, known in Japan as fugu, river pig, is notorious for the deadly toxins of its internal organs. The chef cuts the fish in such a way that a little poison is released into the fish. This gives the fish a distinctive flavor. However, great skill is required as one wrong move could release too much poison, contaminating the meat and sending the diners to an early grave. Finally, there's a lot of ritual surrounding Japanese food. For example, it's fine to eat sushi with your fingers, but for sashimi, you need to use chopsticks. You can slurp ramen noodles, but you can't do this with soup. When drinking sake, fortified rice wine, you should keep an eye on your companion's drinks. If the glasses are low, top them up, but don't pour for yourself. Wait for someone else to do it. Let little seem like much, as long as it's fresh and beautiful, goes the popular proverb. Japanese food is a mixture of contemporary and traditional cuisine. It's healthy, well-presented, aesthetically pleasing, and very tasty. So, as they say in Japan before a meal, itadakimasu, I shall take.